Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. One facet of that war, which has not received anything like the attention that it requires from our government and to some extent, at least until lately, from many of our people, is the war that is being waged in the form of the Hydra. This is a term that many are, again, unfamiliar with. It is meant to describe a kind of colonization, a practice that goes back to the roots of Islam. We're watching it play out in vivid technicolor and with a lot of human tragedy on the shores of Europe these days. But a man who has been focused like a laser on the implications for our own country of the possible resettlement here of vast numbers of folks who may in fact be bringing not just a desire to breathe free and all of that, but a jihadist Islamic supremacist agenda as well. He is Representative and Dr. Brian Babin. He represents with great distinction the people of the 36th Congressional District of Texas, a member of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and also the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, but perhaps to his greatest credit, a member not only of the United States Air Force, but also an airborne artilleryman in the United States Army Reserve and the Texas Army National Guard. Congressman, I think this is your first time with us. Welcome, sir. It's long overdue. Thank you so much for what you are doing today, as well as your past service to our country.
You're quite welcome, Frank. It's my honor and privilege to be on your show, and really to have had the honor of knowing you and meeting you several times during my short time up here in the U.S. Congress since being sworn in this past January. But you know, you do so much good. It's folks like you that focus the attention of the public on the where it needs to be, and the national security implications and the things that we're playing tug of war with up here in Washington could not be more stark. In seeing the Iranian nuclear deal on one side, and then the ISIS and the refugee crisis on the other side. And both of these have dire implications for our country. And we're seeing these things played out. And quite frankly, back in July, I dropped a bill called the Resettlement Accountability National Security Act, or H.R. 3314. And what this is going to do, because a lot of folks do not realize this, Frank, is that the United Nations is actually in charge of determining where our refugees are going to come from into the United States at taxpayers' expense. And I think it's high time. We've had a lot of complaints from localities, communities around this country that are suddenly inundated with foreign refugees in the hundreds and sometimes thousands that just overwhelm their schools and their facilities, their healthcare facilities, hospitals, law enforcement agencies. And I think it's time that we push the pause button, and that's what my bill does. It's going to push the pause button until the General Accounting Office can do an assessment of just what this is costing the taxpayer, because overwhelmingly they are on federal assistance programs, food stamps, you name it. And then they're dumped into the local community. And as I said earlier, they're going to swamp the schools. I've been a school board member and a small town mayor, and I can attest to this. And we want to see what this is costing us exactly, because we do not know. And then on the other hand, Frank, we've got the national security risk, and it can be no more apparent than what we're seeing of the millions, the hundreds of thousands and millions of folks that are streaming out of the Middle East, running from ISIS and the the civil war in Syria, coming into Western Europe and wanting to make their way over here to the United States. And 70,000 per year are already coming in. President Obama has said he's going to take at least a minimum of 10,000 more. And with his new power, that he's at the power to parole, he calls it, we might have many tens of thousands more added to that 70.
Now, let me ask you about the national security piece of this specifically, Congressman Brian Babin, because I think you're, as I say, rendering an incredibly important service. And I just want to commend to all of our listeners this legislation you've introduced called the Resettlement Accountability National Security Act, H.R. 3314, is a direct response to a concern that I know you have, and I think many of us have and should have, that amongst the people that are being brought in or will be brought in the future in these refugee resettlement flows will be people who wish us harm, who are being put there perhaps by the Islamic State, perhaps by Al-Qaeda, both of these organizations having said they will use this vehicle to insinuate their operatives. When you look at what's being done today, Congressman Babin, in terms of the vetting of these people, is it up to snuff? Is it possible even for the FBI, for example, to do the kind of vetting that would assure such jihadists are not admitted unknowingly into this country?
I think it's virtually impossible to vet these people properly. Because, I mean, who do you go to? The Damascus Police Department and start asking questions? I think that's just ridiculous. The ISIS has already exploited a lot of these refugee programs. I mean, you don't have to look any further than the turmoil and some of the terrorists and criminal acts in Western Europe, as well as the United States, like Garland, Texas, Chattanooga, Tennessee. These people are already here, and they have promised to, when I say they, that's ISIS has promised to exploit these and will continue to do so. They're coming here as we speak. And you don't have to look any further than some of the videos and the UN statistic itself that said that the current refugees that are coming into Western Europe, I think it's 71% are military-age males, 20 to 30 years old, only 13% are women, and 15% are children.
Congressman, let me just turn quickly, if I can, because the we're almost out of time, unfortunately. But the concern that I think we both have, again, is there doesn't seem to be enough being done within the Congress, either in your chamber or in the Senate, to evaluate this process. I'm told there's never been a hearing since this refugee resettlement program began some 20-odd years ago. What's up with that? And give us a sense of how your legislation that would press, as you say, the pause button on refugee resettlement, pending a really serious study by the Congressional Accountability folks, will fare as you see it? Are you finding receptiveness on the part of your colleagues and most especially the leadership?
You know what? I hate to tell you, but I receive some cold shoulders because I think folks are so inclined to be politically correct up here because they're going to be perceived as, you know, being possibly this is incompassionate. But the true compassion should lie with American citizens and communities and towns and our country, because this resettlement act that we're trying to pause virtually guarantees an opening for ISIS to come in, establish U.S. bases legally with taxpayer funds. And it's insane to subject the future dire consequences that our kids and our grandkids will suffer because of.
And, you know, one of the things that strikes me about this is, Congressman, as you say, that there's this false notion that it is the only thing we can do is to just admit these people. There is a higher duty, as you know, having sworn the oath of office repeatedly to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, that every one of your colleagues ought to be taking as their first responsibility. And what I just want to say in closing is your leadership on this legislation, again, it's H.R. 3314, and the work that my colleague Ann Corcoran and another colleague Jim Simpson are doing to try to elevate these issues, what is going on, what the dangers are, what the abuses are, is the sort of thing that at a minimum cries out for a hearing, oversight hearings in the relevant committees of the Congress. I guess those would be the judiciary committees. And we look forward to working with you to that end, both here on the program, I hope as a future guest, and certainly in our respective capacities as you do your work on the Hill. Keep it up, sir. Come back to us again very soon. And in the meantime, Godspeed with H.R. 3314. Next up, my colleague Fred Flights joins us. We'll get an update on the Iran Obama bomb deal and its prospects going forward. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.